Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ENCE first quarter results presentation. I will now pass you over to Ignacio Colmenares, Chief Executive Officer of ENCE.
Good afternoon to everybody. Mr. Diego Maus, our CFO, will just start, and I will continue.
Thank you, Ignacio. To ask you, we're going to conduct the conference call in English, if you don't mind, just for the sake of our investors in London and Europe continental, and because the conference call is going to be recorded, there will be a replay, and the conference call will be available also in our website for the next quarters. So if you don't mind, we're going to conduct the conference call all in English, including the Q&A. And now I turn over to Ignacio Colmenares, our Chief Executive Officer, who is going to lead the call, and we will start on page two of the presentation.
Thank you very much, Diego. If we are in page number two, you see the four highlights of our conference of this afternoon. We had a good EBITDA on the first quarter of 2011. We expect this EBITDA, as I will explain later on, to even improve in second and third and fourth quarter of this year. We had a record in production on the first quarter. We have produced much more pulp and much more electricity than what we expected and than what we produced on the first quarter of 2010. The market is good. The market is strong. We will explain that later on. We have a strong balance sheet. We have further reduced our debt, and we have a good ratio of EBITDA and debt. We have also reduced our CapEx, and we will continue to reduce it, and all our CapEx is going to be only for biomass, mainly for biomass plants. Then our free cash flow has been good and is going to be even better. In page number three, you have our results. You have a summary of main financial indicators. I will compare first quarter 2011 with first quarter 2010. You have on the page also the comparison with fourth quarter of 2010. Our pulp sales grew 30% from 122 million euros in first quarter last year to 159 million euros. Our energy sales went up by 28% from 33.6 million euros to 43 million euros, and our forestry and other sales went up from 14 million to 16 million euros. Our adjusted EBITDA, and I will explain further on what is the adjusted EBITDA, went from 32 million euros in the first quarter 2010 to 47.5 million euros in quarter. We had an insurance in hedging the price of the pulp. The board decided last year that we prefer to make less money but to have an insurance in case of a drop of the prices of the pulp. Today, we have around 35% of the total production of pulp of this year already secured with this hedging, but as the prices of the pulp are better than this insurance, on the first quarter of 2011, we have lost 6.7 million euros because of this hedging. We are ensuring an EBITDA of 150 million euros with this insurance. We have severance payments of 1.8 million euros. We have other non-current of 300,000 euros in positive, and the real EBITDA is 39.3 against an EBITDA in 2011 of 33.7 million euros. Our EBIT went from 20.1 till 25.1, an increase of 25%. Our profit before taxes was almost double, from 11 million euros till 22.9 million euros. And our profit after taxes, our net profit, went up from almost three times, from 6.7 till 16.2 million euros. Then the company is increasing in production, is increasing on sales, is controlling the costs, and because of that is increasing EBITDA and is increasing net profit. In page number four, you have the pulp sales evolution. As I said before, we increased our sales if we compare with the first quarter of 2010 by 30%. 83% of our sales are going outside of Spain, mainly to Germany, Italy, France, and other European countries. And by grade, 46% of our sales are going to the tissue makers. You have on the right hand of the paper at the bottom a comparison of the production of our plants.
Patti, ti ho messo Alstom, 10 Mac, grazie.
In Huelva, our production was 77,000 tons on the first quarter of last year. We produced 97.6 thousand tons this year. In Pontevedra, we produced 76 thousand tons last year. We produced 91,000 tons this year. And the last days of March, we were stopped because of our annual shutdown, who was forecasted. On the Navia mill, we increased by 20%, from 100,000 tons last year to 120,000 tons this year. Those productions are going to be like that during the whole year, and even during the third and the fourth quarter will be increased. In page 5 we have the price evolution. The environment is stable. The dollar is going down, as you all know, and the euro and the real is stronger and stronger, and that is affecting the price of the pulp. Then the price has been 850, as you all know, in the first quarter. The pulp has been increased by $30 on the 1st of April. In euros we are selling at the same price, which is good. We are hedging the weakness of the dollar. All the industry is doing that. And the spread between long and short fiber is increased, which is good for our prices. And as we mentioned in our last meeting, there is a substitution between long fiber and short fiber, and also there is a substitution in the textile from cotton by long fiber, which is good for our demand. We forecast the demand to be strong during the whole year. Then we forecast the prices to be stable during the full year. Well, in page number 6 you have the inventories in days. And you see that the inventories are going down, and you have the Chinese demand, which is quite important, and you see that the Chinese demand is going up. We forecast the Chinese demand to continue like that during the full year. We don't see nor the demand from China going up or going down. We see a stable demand from China for 2011. In page number 7, you have our results coming from energy. As we mentioned at the beginning, in 2010, on the first quarter, we sold 33.6 million euros, and we increased by 28% till 43 million euros. This energy is almost linked to the pulp production process, which means that where the pulp production is going well, is performing well, the energy production is also performing well. We have a big increase of the new plant of Navia, and our average selling price is improving due to the higher weight of biomass generation in the production mix and the regulated annual prices update. We are not satisfied a lot at all,